you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
The government has taken steps to introduce a national nutraceutical industry, hoping to reap some of the benefits of this approximately $270 billion per year sector. Notwithstanding government involvement, the nutraceutical sector will require considerable private sector support in order to be successful, opening the door for many Jamaicans to find or create employment opportunities. We hear about some of these possibilities and more in today's edition of Career Talks.
The hard economic facts are that the nutraceutical industry is the fastest growing segment of the health products industry, overtaking even the pharmaceutical industry. The private sector, young entrepreneurs or scientists and innovators must see science, technology and innovation to grow this industry, to generate new products and to enhance production and productivity.
Junior Science, Technology and Energy Minister Julian Robinson. According to scientific research, Jamaica is home to over 60% of the 160 plants known to have medicinal or curative properties. And with Jamaica losing preferential markets for its traditional crops, such as sugarcane and bananas, nutraceutical plants offer a viable alternative. A ready example of just how commercially viable it can be to utilize nutraceutical plants to create economic and employment opportunities is seen in local company Perishables Jamaica Limited, manufacturers of the Tops and Sipacup tea brands.
We have commercialized 13 traditional Jamaican medicinal plants, and we are currently developing another 20 plants under various brands, including our own Tops and Sipacup Ital Jamaican brands. We export our products to the USA, Canada, the UK and the Caribbean. Our products are competitively priced in terms of quality and reliability of supplies.
Managing Director of Perishables Jamaica Limited, Norman Wright. By merging the nutraceutical industry with agro-processing, which is the creation of value-added products from raw plants, fruits and vegetables, Jamaica Perishables is reaping significant benefits. The surface has barely been scratched on the types of consumer products that can come from our indigenous plants, providing willing entrepreneurs with a world of opportunities. How did Perishables Jamaica know the medicinal value of the plants selected for their teas? The answer is scientific research. With the nutraceutical industry receiving the official backing of the government, establishing strong research and development centers is the next step in putting the sector on firm footing. And naturally, this will create opportunities for capable, innovative scientific researchers.
Mother Nature has given you a rainforest that's filled with herbals. And I think if you're patient with your program, and if you're encouraged to build your program, I think in a very short amount of time, the rest of the world is going to be looking towards Jamaica and saying, what is going down there?
Chief Research Officer at Steep Hill Labs Incorporated in California, USA, Reverend Dr. Kimran DeCesar.
Should we invest in Moringa or Ganja? The resolution might yet be to develop Piaba, dog blood, donkey weed, Rango Dashalong, Stevia, or Lignum Vitae. To this end, it is understood that our human resources will determine the success of our industry.
Managing Director of Perishables Jamaica Limited, Norman Wright. Plants proven to have medicinal properties will have to be cultivated in large numbers in order to reap considerable benefits. In this way, opportunities will be created for farmers and agriculturalists.
Jamaica is well positioned in terms of products, space, land, techniques, and high-quality raw materials. The fact is, finding new market niches for our crops is of paramount importance. Finding new uses for our crops offers good economic and livelihood potential for our farmers.
Senior Research Director at the Ministry of Agriculture, Dr. Lisa Myers-Morgan. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.